Well, happening on January the 1st of 2026, the Clover High School Blue Eagles will be flying. Well, they'll already be there. They're going to participate in the Tournament of Roses Rose Bowl Parade. It's going to take place in Pasadena, California. We're down to the last couple of days. I think what we're 30 days, Rick.
That is correct. Wow.
But who's counting, right?
All right, exactly.
Rick Langdale, he is the band director over there at Clover High School. He's joining us here on Palmetto Mornings just to kind of give us that last minute update and see how other folks maybe can help out to make sure all of these students get a chance to experience what some would say is a once in a lifetime opportunity. And good morning to you, Rick.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for being here.
Absolutely.
It really is a once in a lifetime opportunity for some of these kids, and it could be a big event in their life that could change the trajectory of what they do.
Absolutely. Marching bands are rooted in traditions as part of our American culture, and being connected to, you know, our military roots and our community roots, like the American Legion and VFW and things like that. And so, you know, how many movies have we all seen, like, where it's that iconic moment where there's like a gazebo in the middle of a town and playing, and there's a marching band that kind of walks past? And I made a joke recently to one of our administrators who was on campus after hours. And I said, I kind of feel like one of those Hallmark movies where there's just a random band marching by in the back of a scene or something like that, because we're marching throughout class. We're marching after school, and, you know, and literally, like, it's just happening, and it's just like a random parade happening. But, you know, I think that that's such a part of Southern culture and American culture is kind of the marching band. And, you know, Friday Night Lights, you know, if you come out to one of our games, of course, like that, and supporting our team, and but also just kind of what we feel as, you know, as a young person whenever we go to a parade and supporting that. So, you know, the Rose Parade and the Macy's Parade, those are the two biggest parades that any band kid can experience. And those are also the two hardest parades to get into. And our friends at Catawba Ridge just got back. I'm sure that they're still jet lagged a little bit from their whirlwind trip last week with Macy's. And so we were so excited to watch and support them with that experience for those students. And we're 30 days out from our experience to be out in Pasadena. I'm excited for the weather not to be quite as cold as what they experienced in New York.
Can you take us with you?
Absolutely. There's still time. Yeah. We have about 205 students that are going with us. That's just shy of 50 kids that we have currently in the band that are going with us. We're going to leave this Sunday after Christmas. And we'll be out there until Saturday after New Year's. The big parade, of course, is January 1st. We will be stationed in the dark, much like right now, on a bridge, on a side street, waiting for our cue. The roads get shut down between 6 and 6:30 on the day of the New Year's parade, and we wait patiently in a staging area for our lineup. I hear that the lineup is very much so embargoed until right before the parade, because you find out like which floats are in what area, and, you know, and there's lots of speculation because it's all airtime, you know. So so we don't know yet where we're going to be in the lineup, but as soon as we find that out, we'll definitely share that.
Well, hopefully it'll be in alphabetical order for the bands, because then Clover will be front and center. We
that's
like
right.
that.
Yeah, that's right. Rick, what does preparation for a parade like this look like? We know what it took to, you know, we have talked to you before about the process of making sure that you were going to be in the parade. But now what does prep look like, especially 30 days out?
So, the Pride of Clover Marching Band is a competitive marching band in South Carolina. It's the largest competitive band in South Carolina. We actually finished third in the bronze medalist in Class 6A in SCBDA. And finished scoring over a 90, which was pretty exciting, behind Wando and James F. Burns. So this is pretty good time. And then we finished that November 1st as far as our competitive season. We also supported our team through their first round of the playoffs and supporting the Blue Eagles. So after that, we kind of switched gears throughout the season. We did things that would carry over and work through as far as, like, you know, the visual stuff and the music stuff and things like that. But we've been parading once to twice a week during
that
season.
That takes a lot of stamina. I mean, that's a long route.
Well, the parade is, they tell you to kind of prepare between 6 to 7 miles. But then we also have to be able to perform for 2 hours straight. And so, like, I've talked a lot to the kids about we spend hundreds of hours to sound really good for 7.5 minutes. This is different to sound and look good for 2 hours. Yeah. So with no breaks, you know, like, yeah. you know, we can't take a break and get a snack and use the restroom or anything like that. Yeah. Like it's 7 miles, no break.
Yeah. The parade must go on.
Correct.
That's exactly correct. It. We're speaking with Rick Langdale. He is the band director over there at Clover High School. As you know by now, Clover High School has been selected. They're going to march in the 137th Rose Bowl Parade in Pasadena, California on New Year's Day, January the 1st. They're about 30 or so days out from their time where they need to leave. Rick, right now, what's the big push? How can folks continue to make sure that these band students get this chance, once in a lifetime opportunity to do this? And how can the community continue to support you all?
Well, the students are going to be out there. We're going to be out there about 6 days. So in addition to the parade, they're going to have a few other performances, some in the city of Pasadena, partnered with the Tournament of Roses family. We're also going to do some kind of show and tell with some other bands. They're also going to do some fun stuff like Universal sightseeing, as well as going to Santa Monica Pier, Disneyland, things like that. So the trip is right around $4,000. That covers all of the expenses for the students. So when they get dropped off at the band room, everything until they get dropped, you know, back off at the band room is going to be covered, all their meals and taxes, things. So the kids don't technically have to bring any money on the trip, which is really important for me, you know, because kids sometimes are not, they choose between their kids. And so you don't want them to have to choose between eating and an arcade game.
Yes.
And so, so the trip's about $4,000, and that covers everything. So we're in the last 2 weeks of their, you know, personal fundraising as well as kind of their payment process. So any fundraising that or any donations that we have right now, you know, are going towards, you can donate individually to a kid on our social media with Bands of Clover on Instagram and Facebook, or you can go to cloverbands.com/Rose Parade. You can donate, sponsor a mile. You can also sponsor a kid. Or a portion of their trip, or you could reach out to a band kid in your neighborhood if you know a band kid, and you can help sponsor them directly. So that kind of helps them get to that last little bit of the finish line, last little bit of the parade. We've tried really hard to make sure that if we have kids that, you know, maybe come short, you know, we've had sponsors kind of, you know, say, hey, I'm willing to cover a kid or cover a portion of a kid's thing. And we, and every day we've had some, you know, especially in the last few weeks, we've had people, hey, what can we do? You know, check out our social media. My contact information is on that as well. We'd love to be able to kind of help partner in, and someone can be anonymous if they want to be anonymous. It can be an organization. We've had a few churches that have kind of stepped forward to help cover some of that as well. But it's, you know, with that number, I mean, we're just under $1 million that our community and our students are trying to foot the bill, and our parents, thank goodness, are helping, you know, support that process. But it's really difficult to kind of put a price tag. Our travel company and the Rose Parade definitely did, but I mean, it's really difficult to put a price tag as far as the value of what these kids are going to experience. My colleagues,
something they'll never forget.
Right,
they really won't.
My colleagues that have done this parade before, I mean, they talk about as it literally being a career highlight, you know, and being able to experience it as a teacher. And then some of my colleagues have actually experienced it as, you know, as a student performer. And so I'm so excited to experience this with my students and even with my family. My wife and my daughter's going as well.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So real quick, you're going to have a community send off on December the 9th.
Yes. So shameless plug, this Sunday is the Clover Christmas Parade. And so we'd love to see you in Clover, hosted by the Clover Chamber of Commerce at 3 o'clock in Clover. So the Clover Band will be in that. All of our students will be in that, and we'll be dressed in cozy holiday gear for that. And then next Tuesday, we're going to have kind of like a community send-off for a chance to kind of experience your own kind of like Hallmark Christmas evening at 6. And so everyone is welcome. It's going to be very family friendly, and it'll be at the Clover Memorial Stadium. And so we're going to kind of create a little bit of a makeshift parade there with the early sunsets. It's a little bit difficult to kind of do a parade without really clogging up traffic. And so we're going to try to create a little bit and do a little bit of some showing of what we're going to do out while we're in California, because the majority of people will see what we're going to do in the parade, but they might not see some of the other stuff that we're going to do.
Well, Rick, we are just so happy for you all here at the broadcast house, especially on Palmetto Mornings. Mm-hmm. I feel like we have been with you this entire time from the announcement as you brought in the folks from the Rose Bowl Parade. They actually came here on Palmetto Mornings, and we were able to experience that with y'all. And we're just so proud of Clover High School. And it will be fantastic to watch it on television and see from Clover High School in Clover, South Carolina. It's just priceless. So we're so excited
putting
for
them
you.
On the map.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Love in the middle.
Thank
that's,
you.
That's the goal.
Love
all right.
His name.
Rick Langdale again is the band director over there at Clover High School. See the Clover Blue Eagles in the 137th Rose Bowl Parade in Pasadena, California on New Year's Day, January the 1st, 2026.